Well, we're on part two of being advised of Adventure Busters. And the brief review that we need to acknowledge is the fact that we probably are our worst enemy when it comes to this. We want to have adventure, but then we put landmines in our own path. And so we have a life-draining marriage problems that arise. And there's a wrong way to address these issues. And those are, one, withdrawing and seeking to solve the problem alone. When we're alone, that's when we get in worse situations. And we sometimes even use intimidation to force our wives to adjust to our expectations. And so, making that personal, using intimidation to force my wife to adjust to my expectations. What is going to be the result of that is growing frustration and anger that in time closes off the heart and a major part of the adventure. So if I'm doing that to my wife, it's not fair to her. So there's a right way to address these issues. I need to keep learning and growing. It's amazing what we will do research about, what we show interest in. And we've got this woman in our life that should be our project, should be the one that we're investing in. I secondly need to work to understand, even if I don't agree, and then ask why, and listen, and write down her answers to be clear. We take notes on things. I know I take notes to remember what I need to pick up at the grocery. But wouldn't it be telling our wives something if literally I took the time to write down what she's saying to me? Not mocking, but taking it so seriously that I want to be the best husband that I can be. And then being willing to say, I'm sorry for my sorry behavior, regardless of how she responds. Then fourthly, to seek outside help sooner rather than later when we can't find a satisfying resolve. And fifth, keep your conflict accounts short. Deal with it. Well, there's life-defining wounds as we've gone through these sessions together. Early on, we talked a lot about them. But letter A, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Literally, things that have happened in our lives. Battles that we've been involved in. Not necessarily literally, although that could be the case. But other battles, other things that have happened that have been so brutal that they've left deep wounds. Letter B, a wound defined is an unresolved issue from the past whose lack of closure adversely affects the quality of a man's life now. Do you have that? Some major ones in men's lives. There's the father wound. We've talked about that. The dad that just, the memories, they're just rough. May have been a very difficult man, a hard man. Or the overly controlling mother wound. You had a mom that was like that. And then there's trauma wounds, abuse. Some of you may have experienced that. Rape, divorce, suicide of a parent, death of a parent, and even an awful church experience growing up. And all those things add up to, I'm never going to be hurt again. And so the walls come up, and never really dealing with issues goes on. Well, what we can do, number one, is we can identify the wound. So good to, even though it's hard, to look at that and deal with it. And then to seek help and get a plan for healing. Sometimes some of us are like, I just want to be the strong man, and I just wouldn't want my wife to know about this. And the reality is getting help. Don't you think your wife truly wants you to be happy? Truly wants you to be the man, all that you can be? And she's probably wondering sometimes as she watches you, what's going on? So difficult for her. And then courageously address our wound head on. Wow. That's boldness. But every man that I talk to that does this is so grateful. Then there's life-paralyzing addictions. Do you know that you know? Down deep, you do know. And these major addictions that they swallow up the adventure. They use up the time that you could be using for the glory of God, even just for fun. There's the sexual addiction. You know what is involved in that? The drug addiction. Alcohol addiction. Anger addiction. Or a gambling addiction. Do you have any of those, and are you willing to deal with them? And what we can do, well, number one, we can get honest. Are others saying I have a problem? And if they are, I do, regardless of how I feel. And then secondly, get real. You cannot beat an addiction by yourself. You will need a team to win. God, counseling, family support, a sponsor, maybe a support program. I got a final word here for you. Everyone who beats a buzzer becomes a hero and a life giver to others. You, dealing with your issue, are someone that others can look to by admitting your weakness. Isn't that amazing? Instead of being the strong guy. Even the strong guys can't relate truly to a strong guy, because everybody has weakness. And then part of God's great adventure for any man is turning negatives into positives. You talk about a testimony, a story. So here's a question for you. What was the most important thing you heard in today's session? And then could you explain that? And what are the main adventure busters in your life? Could you explain that? And what questions do you still have that need to be answered?